Hey guys, before we start the episode, I just want to tell you guys about our new hat collab with Sworn to Us. Look at this hat, Panin.
Let's go!
It says brown up here, brown por siempre. Brown para siempre. They're available now. Go get them. Wear them for the live show. I want to see them at the live show. Okay,
this is they're literally going to be shipped. The day you order them, they're going to be shipped right there.
Right away, bro. Next day
I'm shipping. Rocking it right now. Brown para siempre, baby.
Me and Duno both rocking them. Come on, you got to buy them. They will be available. Available at sworntous.com. Buy them. Thank you. Bow. See you at the show.
What lady them are doing bag. In L.A. with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag.
Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag. Yay!
Brown bag!
Buenos dias.
Sugar Free's in here, yeah, but he will be at the live show.
Yeah! If you're just tuning in, we had announced it. So you haven't heard it.
Yes.
Yes.
But Sugar Free and Phoenix Flexin'. Big up Phoenix.
Shout out to Phoenix. Shoreline Mafia.
Shout out the boys.
Bruh. Yeah,
super I can't excited. Wait to hear Rockin'.
Yes.
You know, low-key, do you know that lady? The tall lady that's dancing in the music video?
Oh, yeah.
La Sleepy?
Yes. Sleepy, yeah.
I want to meet her.
She's the nicest, most sweetest lady in the world.
Like, I would want her to, like, dance, because she dances in the movie.
I feel like she's going to be there. As soon as the music starts, she's just going to appear.
She's going to show up.
Yeah.
I feel like she shows up when freestyle music starts playing.
Yeah. I mean, would you deny her at the door if you saw
Hell
her?
You no. know, it's like
if you play 3 funk songs, she comes out.
Yeah, she just appears.
She the bees, bro. Yeah.
Nah, she's really cool, too.
No, she's literally, like, the sweetest lady. Like, you know how she, like you know, obviously the whole perspective is, like, she dances like an old school chola, like, super banged out and shit. But when you meet her, she has, like, the most softest, nicest voice. Like, she's just so nice, like.
Which cholas are very, very nice?
Well, not all of them.
Not when you make them mad.
Yeah, not some cholas
are mad. Look at La Sleepy, so you could pop her up. Her hair.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's going to get ready with me.
Oh, she has. How to get her hair like that.
She never posted it, supporting.
Her GRMWM?
Yes, bro, she's a beast.
La Sleepy. Bro.
She's
Yeah, her and Con. I was actually there when her and Con were going to do their skit.
Did the skit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's super. She's sick. All
right. And our guy Phoenix Flex from Shoreline Mafia also going to be at our
annual
Brown Bag.
Yes.
You guys are really excited, and I share in the excitement about Sugar Free.
Yeah.
I just don't share it how y'all share it.
Yeah.
Like, I share it because I love his raps, but y'all love his raps.
Oh,
if that makes sense. Like, I can't like it the way y'all like it.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah,
his ism is just like crazy, and it's like getting better with age.
Yeah, and it always ends with bitch because you guys have been reciting him and just ended with bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a girl at the live show. I'm gonna see if he could crack her.
So stupid. He probably can.
I'm gonna be like Sugar Free, go over there and just
get at her. Speak
crack again. The bitch.
Then he'll tell you something like, if a bitch could be cracked, she can't be stacked.
Yeah, like he.
Whoa, you're right.
What did you just say about the traveling?
Oh, yeah. I didn't ask him. He's like, he was in an interview and he was like, my bitch said she wanted to travel. So I gave her a basketball to walk around. like, and then it's funny because the caller called in and that podcast he was doing. And then they were like, they're like, Sugar Free, if she's standing outside, did that make the bitch outstanding? And then he was like, what? Like, he's just like.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, like, he. And then the funniest shit lately was when he was on Drewski's show.
Oh, yeah.
And he met somebody that was gay. And then he's like, so what type of bitch you like? And he's like, well, I don't. And he's like, oh, you that. And then, he's like, all right. And then he walks away and Sugar Free's like, well, goddamn. And like he's just,
he says so much with saying so little.
And then
hey, what's that?
Oh my gosh, I got scared. I was like, wait, he's here.
He's here. We summoned him.
Right, like,
you must be a strong motherfucker. Mm. And if your girl come up to you,
well, I don't got a girl.
Not him in a Nike tag.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't hear it, Six.
Yeah.
I can hear it.
I can hear that, man.
Yeah. I've been batting bulls. Javante, nigga, you lied, nigga. What's your name, Pete?
My name Big Bipple Yip Snip on the Hoo Ha Hegler Yip Gips.
Can you imagine watching your girl getting fucked by some motherfucker and you gotta sit there and watch this shit?
As long as I'm getting some of that Goo Ha Smiggle Yang and is the right amount, we can earn dang on a heavy gear.
Hello.
Like, oh my gosh. I saw one where he was talking to a guy and he's like, if your girl tells you she could get $2,000 by sleeping with another guy, girl, yeah. you really like, what would you do? And he's like, I'd give her the $2,000 so she doesn't have to sleep. And then he's like, that ain't Pippin. Because then she go, I have your $2,000 and his $2,000.
Yeah. She lied to you.
Let me call.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like him for, like, I really love Sugar Free's music, yeah. but, like, I can't by nature like it like the way you guys yeah. like it.
Well, because he's like,
it's just hella for y'all. He's yeah. hella for y'all.
I mean, you've seen when like Kai Cenat was like, I'm single, yeah, like yeah, I'm yeah. never gonna be in a relationship uh-huh. again.
Yeah, then, mental health break.
Yeah, O'Shea Jackson Jr. was like, man, listen to some Sugar Free, you be all right.
Yep.
Hey, watch this real quick. Hey, Yellow.
You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, fool, we're on the podcast. Hey, fool, we're on the podcast.
Yellow.
Hey, fool. Effie, when you did that song with Sugar Free, what did he say on his rap? I remember you reciting it to me. What did he say?
He said what?
When you did that song with Sugar Free, what did he say in his song?
Oh, which one though? He did a couple of them.
The one you said about the bear when they like if he were to walk.
Oh, that nigga Sugar Free crazy. That nigga said, he said, if I walked inside of a cabin and a bear was fucking my bitch, I wouldn't know whether to watch or to help the bitch. That nigga crazy, bro.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, who thinks of that?
One of what? Oh, Pimp.
That's my nigga. That's my
nigga. All right, yeah, that's one of the crack. Because I remember you read. Oh, no. Hey, Yellow, what was the puppet one you said?
Oh. Bitch, if I wanted you to say something, I'll put my hand up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
All right, I'll hit you later.
There's a new one every right. time you listen to a song.
Yes.
Like,
I remember one time he said, bitch, jump in the air, stay there.
Yeah, that's on down, down,
hold
down.
Hold your breath until mm-hmm. I get back or some shit like that.
That's the shit I like. I love yeah. all of that.
When he said, bitch, you better off finding Tupac than me buying you something off the ice cream truck. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, like, I wonder, like, and sometimes I think about Sugar Free and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, what is he doing right now?
I think, you know what's crazy? I think the last I remember him, he like got married mm-hmm. like yes. a couple years back. And like, I don't know if they divorced or not, but I guess he's trying to settle down, but you just can't take it out.
I like, heard he lives in a cabin now.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's such an urban legend. Can you just say like on Google, like what is Sugar Free up to?
What do you mean like a cabin? Like
where is like Sugar Free? No, like, yeah, like probably like Big Bear or something like that. Like
that's
I heard he lives up in like the snow. And he's posted before, like where he's out in the snow and shit like that. And the homie Jeff interviewed him and he said he lived like hella far away.
Sugar Free's from Pomona?
Yeah.
He's from P-Town.
And Pomona holds him dear and tight.
In the Victor Valley foothills, you see?
Where is that?
Victorville or Victor Valley?
Look at him, bro. Victor his posts are hilarious. Look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's out in the lakes.
I used to catch a bitch. Now I catch a fish.
But if a bitch want to come, she can catch like a fish.
That part.
Like,
hold on, let me see. By the way, you can see him live on Saturday. Yes. This Saturday at our live show. Get your tickets.
And he's like unreal, fool. Like, and that's what makes him great. Oh, look. See what he said about, look at him. He just posts ducks and shit.
I'm telling you, he lives a peaceful life now. This is heaven.
Look at the caption. Good morning, beautiful people. I'm here for the duty, not the booty. Mama's
coming through. This is like heaven for a pee, you know? Like,
But like, is it pee? Because he is married.
That's what makes it even more pee.
Look up Sugar Free wife.
That knee
has. Because even like finding out Snoop has songs like clearly like Ain't No Fun and all of that.
Yeah.
And then been married to his wife since they were kids. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, see? Cutie pies.
Dog and
she probably with the business too.
Yeah, she honey. She,
oh, yeah.
She
but imagine being her. And all you're hearing is
what I think.
Hey, their arguments must be crazy.
Crazy.
And you know what? And you know what? I met him one time and he was so nice.
Oh, hilarious.
And like, I was like.
No, click on that shit. Do you read that headline?
No.
A person like that is nothing to me. Sugar Free's wife slams rapper for wanting divorce after botched BBL. He didn't like her BBL.
I went to the bitch, asked for the BBL. The bitch looked like she'd been put through hell.
Like.
Gave her the BBL.
Dog, like, he's not real, fool. Hilarious. Dog, that's what makes him great. Because I think what makes him good is that he's him. Like,
yeah.
He's not trying to be nobody else. He's not like.
No. You can only get that way, Duno, from really being that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
He's really. And he's been through some shit. And he was really a pimp. Was, I'm saying loosely, because it might still be a thing. But, like, that's really his life experience.
I once went to a restaurant in Vegas. It was like Hash House of Go-Go, I think. There was a waiter, and he was like, oh, like, where are y'all from? We're like, oh, I'm from L.A. Oh, man, I'm from Pomona. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, I was like, Sugar Free? And he's like, that's my homeboy. And then he just started going off like, man, me and Sugar Free, we used to be pimping them hoes back in the, like, he got into, like, his Pimo. I'm like, sir, you are my waiter. Like, it was, like, kind of a fancy place. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, bro, like, yeah, when I went away for a little bit, he held me down. Like, he was just giving me, I was like, damn, this confirmed, like, real life people vouch for, not that I ever doubted it, but it was just like cool to hear from like a random person that has nothing to do with the music industry that he said he grew up with him and all this stuff. So I was like, damn, he's super official.
Imagine being Sugar Free's neighbor.
Oh my gosh.
That must be great. Like, I am I scared to leave my wife at home alone? But also, I think he's one of those fools that he pimping, but he's also like respectful towards people's wives and shit. That's the vibe he gives me now. That dude.
I don't know
about that.
What if Sugar Free just? If he just looks at you from afar like this?
No, I'd be too scared.
The problem like this, is, like this.
You don't look at Sugar Free in the eye, ladies.
But the thing is, he doesn't want. He doesn't even want you, girl. Mm-hmm. He wants the money that you can make him. You know what I'm saying? It's like he don't even want your girl. Like he's just like, I just want her to be on my team. Hmm? I might never even touch the bitch.
I ain't here for the lady. I'm here for the confetti.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. By the way, looking at his Instagram, he's not going to accept our collab.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
He's like in the lake somewhere. Yeah, he's actually, a big bear.
Yeah. That's definitely not his duty. Yeah. Yeah, he definitely was playing with ducks and shit now. Like,
no. Yeah. But you know what? He does come from the era, and like people mention this all the time when someone like Dub C or Ice Cube, Mac 10, and like DJ Quick and Sugar Free perform, that they really perform. So even being able to see Sugar Free go off. Like, that's, he's going to give you your money's worth. If we don't, he will.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's for sure someone you want to see live.
100%. Yeah, and he's just a legend. Like, what a great guy.
That's like bucket list. If you've never seen Sugar Free live, like, you have to.
This is going to be my first time seeing him live.
Really?
Oh, I think I've seen him once.
I've seen him at a music festival. He's so good. And then I'm crossing my fingers he brings out who I would hope he brings out. But that's just me and my little brain. What song do you like of his?
What song's
gonna make you go?
I'm a basic fan. I want to see why you're bullshitting, but I want to hear about that part. What's that part? Fuck, I was just bumping it the other day too, because I was like, I gotta learn word for word in case he calls me out to rap with him.
Nah, he gives the mic to you.
Which one? Rather give me my beer.
No, but then he has a part where like it kind of slows down and he's like rapping off beat.
When he's like, players do what they want to. Suckers do what they can.
No, and then he goes like, oh, man, I'm getting a brain fart.
It's okay.
But he has like a part where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear him sing this.
His verse on Quick's Down, Down, Down is by far my favorite. Oh, that's where Vic was saying, jump in the air, stay there. And then the Tupac line is from there.
Yeah.
Can I get a pam pam?
Was he like, and it's crazy because a lot of rappers have gone based off the way he rapped off beat was like, it's kind of like a whole.
I don't know that he rapped off beat, but I don't know that I can hear it. I feel like I'm like the white person that doesn't know like where the beat's at.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever. I think he just talks fast.
I was gonna say he does it too good.
Yeah.
I was gonna say he just does it too good.
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking. He makes it
too good for it to be like.
Or he might not be writing the main beat, but he's writing a beat like
for sure
in there.
Because he fits more words into like.
So fast.
Like a beat than like others. So it's like, it sounds offbeat, but it's really not.
I think the part was like, you ever slap your bitch? And then he's like talking, but he like slows down.
Yeah.
I can't think of the verse.
Is it Do I Love Her, Do I Need Her?
I don't know. Nah, it's not that one.
No?
Nah.
It's because it's slower.
That's what Vic.
And he does whisper a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Or Quick does.
But yeah, it's gonna be a great show. And if you're a woman that doesn't like pimps, well, too bad.
Well, I don't think. Well, never mind. I mean, I'll speak for all women.
But if you're a woman who likes great artists,
you don't like pimps at first. You learn to like pimps when you're in that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Is what I hear. And then never mind. But yeah, I just want you guys fools to know, as guys.
Yeah.
You guys are just. You guys got them. Like,
I learned.
Y'all got them.
Yeah, I honestly learned about like. How to like about cars through Sugar Free.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How? Like how to get in one and out of one?
No. He said, I don't know much about cars, honey, but you take three of them and put them down the street and make that money. I was like,
oh. Is your dad a fan of Sugar Free?
Yeah. Yeah. He played it growing up. Yeah. He plays all
that. That's my thing. Like it's going to be. Bullshit. All my homies that grew up like super Chicano, my homies and homegirls that like grew up like Americanized parents. They're like Victor's. They're excited for this fool. Like at another level. They're like, because you know we've had the MC Magic, and that's more for like the sad girl vibe. You know, the Frankie J's. We've had that though. Jeezy.
Yeah, which is, romantical.
But my homegirls that are like super cholad out. They listen to funk every day. All my homies at home. They're like, that's like them.
Yeah.
They're really excited for this fool. And they're like, can we meet him? And I was like, no.
He just said no off time.
I'm like, bitch, I might never see you again.
I might have to pay the next time I see you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, damn, you're my homegirl. I can't lose you to Sugar Free.
Hey, how are we feeling about the NFL playoffs? Dun, 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 dun.
If your team's not in, shut the fuck up.
I'm not.
He hasn't said one thing.
I know.
Freaking six. LA Rams fan.
Yeah, I'm not mad at all. I'm excited for it. It's literally the definition of it's a young man's sport.
Ooh.
That's, yes.
Our quarterback is old as shit.
Yeah, one play out of the rest of the players in the NFL, he's the youngest one in the fucking thing.
Yeah.
He's the oldest one.
How's Yuka Kanuka?
How's Yuka Kanuka?
How's
he? What's
his name?
Puka Nakua. I like that name better.
Yuka Kanuka.
Yuka Kanuka.
What did I name that fool? I think I said his name.
Somewhere around the same way.
Pukanuka, but it's Pukanukua. He's actually 24.
Our glorious king, Pukanukua.
He's 24?
He's a baby, Pop.
He's just a baby.
Just a baby.
All right, how does it feel to wear that brand new jersey you got?
It's the old Aaron Donald jersey. Yeah, it's actually the first jersey I got. He's retired.
Motherfucker, didn't we just buy you one?
The silver one?
Yeah.
I wore it yesterday.
Oh, you wore it yesterday? Okay, I was like, we just bought him one.
So you've known Six as an LA Rams fan?
Yeah, Six and... Oh, okay, so a lot of people understand that the Rams were here before. If you didn't know, the Rams were in LA before.
First LA team,
then they went to St. Louis and then came back. The thing about it is that St. Louis wasn't making them no money. So they were like, we got to go back to our roots. And they came back. And then the people who actually transitioned, they had a year to transition. So my sister Adriana wasn't a football fan. And then when they came, my brother-in-law was a football fan of the Rams. Mm. So my sister, so that side of the family is all Rams fan.
It helped her out, to get
so
on.
So she's a huge Rams fan. She's all aboard. And then I had to stick with my Giants just because as a man, you can't just change like that. I don't think, if Maximo would ever want to become a Lakers fan, I won't trust
him. He's a Packers. Oh, he's a Clippers fan.
Yeah, he's a Clippers fan, you know? But, and then, it's not that serious to me, but I would be like, the Rams are my second team.
Okay.
Because I'm an LA baby first before anything. Mm-hmm. So, if the Clippers were to win, nah, I can't win. They can't make
I thought about that, too, and I'm
nah,
fuck the Clippers, honestly. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Like, if the Lakers didn't make it, but the Clippers did, would you go for the Clippers?
I would be happy for them. I would be happy for them. Yeah. I would be happy, hey, go do your thing, my boy, you know?
Yeah.
Congratulations on your guys going
on. On your success.
But the Rams actually, this is the thing. The Rams came, it's like this. It's like if you didn't have a soccer team for soccer in L.A., and then LAFC came and branded the fuck out of themselves, then you're automatic. Like, a lot of kids probably grew up not having a team for it, because technically L.A. Galaxy isn't as big as, them isn't as big as what it used to be. And what it is now, it's huge now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you become a fan of the team that's more out there.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids are going to grow up Rams fans not knowing that they just got here again a couple years ago. But
Side note, shout out LAFC, fucking Rich won an award. They were in Dubai. Fucking Ronaldo was right there, bro. Ronaldo and his girl in the thing. And it was like for the best marketing or branding of a team. Killed and it. LAFC won.
Shout out my boy Rich, man. Bro. He's rubbing shoulders with all the goals.
Shout out Rich, man.
Literally all the like players that you hear about, they were all in like one room.
Yeah. Low-key, when he went up and they panned to Ronaldo and he's talking to his girl, I'm wondering like, are they talking, oh, that's the team from LA, or like, oh, if you move there. They're talking about that. Who's that? That's fucking cool. And they do great marketing. I tell people that fool's market the fuck.
But yeah, the Rams are in the fucking playoffs. So shout out the Rams, man. We gotta get to this.
Shout out the Rams. I ain't mad at y'all. Like, I can't wait for the draft, though. You guys ready for the draft or what?
Absolutely. Because the Raiders get first.
Pick. Raiders are on the clock right now.
Maybe. You gotta get first or the Giants.
We're first.
Why would the Giants?
Because they played for the worst team. They played for like say they played.
We had an ass off.
Yeah, it was who could be more trash.
Yeah, the last game of the season, it was like who's was more trash. Yes. It was the Giants and the Raiders.
I think we won, right?
You guys won the game, like
so
idiots.
So that means you get
But because you won,
we beat them and the Niners.
But you should
I mean, them and the Cowboys.
But you shouldn't have won so that you could get the first pick at least. No, make right. your birthday.
Well, it's because what it is that we're kind of happy with our quarterback.
Yeah, they like Jackson Dart.
We like he's
you don't
branded,
need the first round pick.
But we do need like
you could have got the offensive lineman that's coming out of Miami.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we need. We need people to defend Jackson
got
Dart.
You.
Yeah.
Didn't that one kid that is Cuban or something say that he doesn't want to be on the Raiders or one of them?
No, that's AI. It's Fernando Mendoza. Oh, yeah, that's fake? AI. You've been shown fake news. He never said that about the Raiders.
You checked?
He's also very outspoken about any team. Like, he's like, he wants any team. He's very just happy to be
here. Oh, yeah. He's happy to be
in
the sport?
He's a sweetheart.
He won the Heisman. He's the one he's that was, like, thinking his mom.
No, yeah, he's not a brat. He's not a, that fool's not a Caleb Williams. He's not a Eli Manning.
He'll play for
Eli Manning, the most legendary quarterback for the Giants, that fool had to be a Charger. But he was a brat.
And then he was a brat, and then
waited for the Giants to draft him. Like,
he told the Chargers, "Don't draft me. I'll never play for your organization."
And that was literally said, "I'll go back to college."
Yeah.
So what was the fake news of this kid? Someone hated the Raiders that much, they had this kid.
No, they just like to poke fun at us. But just wait.
They like to paint him to be
because in 4 business years, he's gonna be back on top.
You wanna like hear some Raider heartbreak that might happen?
They might give him a Lamar Jackson?
Because you guys potentially could trade away the pick with Max Crosby to somewhere. Because Max Crosby doesn't seem like he wants to stay on the Raiders anymore.
I think he's a Raider for life, baby.
After they shut him down for two games?
He just doesn't like losing.
No, it wasn't even losing. They didn't let him play.
I know, because they didn't want him to hurt himself.
No, you're injured, bro.
And he had to get surgery.
There's going to be a good enough trade to take away that number one spot.
All right, I'm going to hit
No.
You'll be fine.
I don't even know the name of the.
Do you want this food?
Yes, this is our savior right here.
Yeah, he cries about his mom.
Yeah, bro, he's such a nice kid. His this is what we needed.
Yes, like, this will clean the slate of the Raiders.
It will.
You need the most pussy fool.
Yes, because no, you do because he's playing in Vegas. This is like the shit could
but
get
he's
to.
He's killing it too.
Yeah, no, he's great. It. Yeah, he's awesome. I can't wait till he's my quarterback.
Was Max Crosby a regular white before he went to Vegas?
Nah, that fool was black white.
He was always black.
Yep.
But he just showed it more when he got to Vegas. Yeah. Became final form.
So what happens to him potentially? Because right now this is like the state of Fernando Mendoza.
He's gonna stay like that, bro.
Beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. They're not even supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coach, his great teammates.
They're flipping champs. He didn't say the F word.
He's coming back from Vegas not like sugar free.
That's my quarterback.
That's my thing though. Do you think a city like Vegas might eat him up?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because Vegas doesn't eat up Raiders rookies like Henry Ruggs. Not at all. That doesn't happen.
Question.
First of all.
Oh goodness.
There's a little bit of a difference there.
What's the difference?
Are there any other teams that want him or everybody. Like a, or that need a quarterback? Because you said your Giants are good.
Yeah, the Giants don't want that fool. Well, you know what? I think they'll take him if they can. And then you two fools fight for the spot. But he's also like, yeah, right? Like, let's say you guys don't pick him. Why wouldn't the Giants pick him?
Because they don't need him.
There's no way to have two quarterbacks.
No.
But the thing is, the Giants did that before already. You guys had, what, Jameis, Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, and one other quarterback. You guys have like a four-stack quarterback.
No, they would just get like another. Supposedly they're going to get a wide receiver, but they could get like offensive lineman. There's other good players.
Get like Caleb Downs from Ohio. He's a dog. He's expected to go high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like the Giants have a good offense, just defense is trash. Yeah. Because once Scatterboo's back, once Neighbors is back this year, the squad's looking good.
That would be nice.
Do you know, did you get shish from anybody?
Can you do it again, Letty?
Shish.
Shish.
I don't think so. I think
you are such an influencer. I can't stop hearing that everywhere.
I know.
These fuckers say it in the morning all the time.
Well, that's why Con say, like, Con, because I still get him and he'll, like, do something and be like, shish.
Yeah, no. Vic does it. Greg does it. Everyone, even Ramona,
she said it's
to concrete.
Because it's kind of more like when you blow it, like when you blow it,
or in that context,
or like sometimes, like let's say I'm not happy with my comedy set, and comic watching it, be like, shush.
but I want you to know it's trickling out. Yeah. You need to, like, I don't know, trademark it or something.
Shush as constructive criticism and shaming.
Yeah. What if we see, like, I don't know, Drewski do a Mexican podcaster skit, and he goes, Trash.
That was, like, the best. Yeah, I think I started saying that when I was, like, I think Khan says him clowning on me. He's
but
saying,
when did you start saying it?
I don't remember. I'm just influential like that.
No, that's good. Yeah. No, Khan says it, and he's just taking it on.
Yeah, he can.
Like, you've influenced.
I think it might be something with my homies. Like, even, like, when I say, like, the homie shit, when, like, on my skits, that comes from me and my friends in high school.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like Chanchona and shit like that.
I was
going
to say, it fits the same when you say chanch.
Yeah.
Like, then you went, sheesh.
Like, what a chanch. Or, like, lately, what have they been saying? lately, the homies would be just looking at each other and be like, No. Just walk away. Like,
they're just looking at each other. That goes back to the sounds.
They're just back to each other.
The
go,
Mexican
like,
sounds.
They're just going, no. You'd be like, all right, buddy. but I don't know where that came from.
I think you're the originator. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like you should
appreciate
train like
that. Appreciate that. Yeah, because I seen the clip where you guys were, Greg was. Yeah, yes. I go like that match Monday was. Yeah. Take that one back, buddy. Take that one back.
And see, that's exactly the perfect context.
What?
I don't know. I feel like you need to trademark that, bro. Before fucking LeBron tries to Taco Tuesday it.
True.
When
his teammates are shooting, LeBron's like, shush.
Not lately, LeBron's been shush. LeBron's been fucking trash lately.
Wait, didn't he just do something cute? Like, he had 23 years? What did he do?
Oh, he stayed in the league and been an old-ass trophy on the Lakers bench.
Because he got, like, a patch, right?
Yeah, they're doing a patch. I think he's going to retire after this year.
No way.
Thank God.
I feel like he is. Everything's getting weird, you know? And it's just, like, it's just getting weird.
Unsettling.
Like, yeah.
Go home, motherfucker. That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time. He knows,
fool. That's enough, Grandpa.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Grandpa staying over too long. It's like, yeah. All right, bro.
This is when he starts getting offensive and starts, like, you know?
He's probably grumpy.
It's like the homegirl's coming over, you doing that creepy handshake. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah. He's probably that vibe. Like,
what creepy handshake?
You know the creepy handshake? Let me see your hand, Letty.
Do it or do no.
All right, come here.
All right, let me see. Wait, what?
Get in frame.
You know the creepy grandpa
handshake?
They shake your hand and they do that.
Oh, yeah.
They go like this.
The hug's too long. And then when he hugs you, he's like, oh, my God. Yeah,
Happy International Women's Day.
I think all them fools are probably like, they probably all go cheat on their bitches and shit. And LeBron's like, yeah, let's fuck them together. Like, what?
Grandpa.
No. You do it.
For all of us, Grandpa.
No, let me watch. Let me watch.
I'm the king.
That's weird. No.
All you young bucks.
Yeah.
That's what me and Drake would do.
Except they were minors. That's a joke. Nah, LeBron, don't put that on the king. I was joking.
Don't put that on the king.
Trash. Hey, who said that today in the group chat? They're like, man, LeBron trying to get motherfucking, was it called fired?
I think that was me and T-Rell going back and forth about it.
Oh, yeah, because T-Rell's like all for like black men and shit. I'm like, fool, just because he's a black man.
Doesn't mean
he's still a good basketball player. Like, he tried to fight, argue with me about like Bronny James being trash. And he's like, you hate on black people. I'm like, no, I hate on that black person.
You almost died on that hill until you became right.
I literally died on that hill and then came back to life because I was right.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Because all these people were like, oh, you're hating on black excellence. And I was like, am I? A year later, he's fucking dog shit.
Oh, you hated on him before.
On Bronny.
Bruno called it early.
I said, this was my thing.
Should T-Rell give you an apology for trying to... trying to play that card?
If it was that episode on South Park when Randy said what he said and then he had to kiss the black guy's ass?
No. Like, the episode's called N-Word Guy.
Is that what it's called?
Why do you know that?
Because that's South his favorite episode.
This is a shash.
Black representation.
But no, yes. Because they were like, oh, you're hating on a black fall and a black son. And I'm like, no.
That's so wild.
It's the funniest shit ever because right? And they wanted to agree with me. And
Bronny doesn't play anymore, huh? He doesn't have any more playing time?
Like, no. He's back in the G League.
He's still two-way.
He's a two-way, yeah. But he's really only one-way.
He got more playing time last year.
We on Brownback are all for nepotism.
True.
Let's get that straight. Because this will... Low-key, Little Vic is going to work at Power 106 soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's a DJ.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Oh, he's going to go on tour with you.
He wants to follow in Theo's footsteps.
Yeah, there we go, yeah. Yeah, he does. His dad doesn't do nothing. Journalist is boring, huh? Let me tell you.
He tried writing an essay. He was like, no.
He hasn't wrote in his journal once. He's like, I want to be a DJ, Dad. Yeah. I want to be like Duno.
Yeah. With the jainitas. But what I'm saying is, like, nepotism is a thing, but I'm like, when... Technically, your kid doesn't super need it. You don't have to give him to that. Like,
I hear that Bryce is really good.
Bryce is gonna be better. He's lengthier. He's going his own way. He's not up like he's a middle child. He's gonna be great.
Is Bronny's real name LeBron?
Yes, there's LeBron James Jr. I think
there's part of that that fucks him. Unfortunately for him,
100%.
Because maybe for someone that's not related to LeBron, he's great. But because he's related to LeBron and he's LeBron, there's so much.
100%.
Like, he can't win for shit.
At all.
No. What would I say?
At all. And then, what's I was like, he would have been better if he would have, let's say he would have got drafted to another team. Mm-hmm. And they would have developed him with, like, where he doesn't feel so much pressure. He would have been more looser. He would have done a lot better. I think he would have done a lot, way better. I think he would have done 10 times better. But
he would have been better in Memphis or what?
For sure. I think they would have used him differently in Detroit. They probably would have been like, you're coming off the bench, but we need you to defend the fuck out of this player. Mm-hmm. And he would have defended like a motherfucker. Get us like, I think there could have been more.
I think even from high school, Bronny James wasn't like a big defensive player.
But what I'm saying is he could have developed into something that, because people expect him to be a fucking shooter and a...
They expect him to be LeBron.
Everything.
I'm like, fool.
Hey, I have a question for you, though. Hmm. You just sat quiet while he was fighting with Terrell.
No. Me and Duno went back and forth about...
You went Bronny back James. And forth. You didn't stand up for Duno?
Well, because now he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he wasn't right
so
before.
So do you want to apologize on behalf of Terrell?
No, fuck.
Should we call Terrell and demand an apology?
No, he's going to... What do you want to say? Watch. This is what he's going to say.
I can bet $1,000 you will never hear the words, I'm sorry, out of
Yeah, he's
about.
A piece of shit. Well,
I think he's an unreasonable man.
He's
really?
He's the most...
Yeah. If wrong is wrong, if you said he sucked and then he ended up sucking...
Terrell's like...
Your call has been... Wow.
Everybody's phone rings once and goes to his voicemail.
No, I think he's sending me the voicemail. What is he doing on?
Nothing.
I have a location. He doesn't know.
He's probably doing something amazing.
Why does everyone secretly have someone else's location?
But he's like, unk, so I have to watch him. You know
you
what
have
saying?
His location?
But he doesn't know I have it.
How?
In case he falls. Because he's old.
I feel like some people forget. It?
Oh, they did it indefinitely?
Yeah. Specific. Like, I have Greg's location for no reason. I never told him.
Oh, yeah, he's foreign to car.
It was one time we were probably like in Vegas or something. He's like, oh, I'm over here. And then I just always had it. I used to have Duno's location for a while.
Do you think he ignores you and answers me?
Yeah, if he does, then he's a racist.
All right. It only rings for...
Actually, we want to go visit Greg. And
he's going to be like, why is everybody calling me?
We actually...
Hold on. Hello?
Yo, what are you doing?
Bitch, I'm shooting a podcast. What the fuck y'all want?
Oh, an apology.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to talk that loud.
Terrell, sorry. We're just calling you because Duno said you guys fought about Bronny James sucking, and then you said it was him hating on a black father-son moment, and then Bronny ended up sucking. So Duno wants an apology.
Okay, he didn't give me a timeline on how long.
see what I'm saying? but he knows I'm right. He knows I'm right because when I said it the other day, he was like,
Right now, you're right.
You still got time, right, Terrell?
I'm going to go ahead and say Bronny James is disgustingly terrible right now. Okay. That is crazy.
Does Duno deserve an apology?
Duno deserves half an apology. Okay. He's like, he boom. Deserves a my bad. My bad.
All right, Terrell.
We'll take it.
All right, thank you. All right.
But see,
bro,
but
you owe me $1,000.
I said I'm sorry. I said he won't say I'm sorry.
He said I'm sorry. He started with I'm sorry. He started with I'm sorry.
So I owe you $500.
But yeah, he literally was
dying. Yes, let's go. But is this why people bet?
Like, yeah. I got it. Like a year ago, he was ready to die on that hill. Like, he's going to be great. You're just hating on Black excellence. And I'm like, shut up,
he
bitch.
Still has time to be great. Which is unfortunate. Like, kids his age are barely getting up, but we're just, like, on him right now.
That's the funny part is that, like, NBA development, people are like, you're 20 and you're not good? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, bro, like, you're supposed to have some time to cook. You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Like baseball where you have so many just great young athletes because they understand, like in baseball, it's rare for you it probably doesn't even happen. There's no way you go straight to the big leagues.
After, you're like in college?
Yeah.
You go
A-League?
Yeah, you'll go from
single
college.
A, double A, triple A, and then
shut up. Those are the leagues.
College to the minors, yeah, and there's like three or four levels.
If that was a question to get into heaven, I'd be in hell. Wow,
it's a lot. It's like,
I didn't know there was A, double A.
Yeah, you're in like
AA.
High A ball, low A ball, and then there's like double A, and then there's triple A.
That's the good thing about baseball. They'll hire you. They'll be like, okay. I mean,
go through the system. No,
yeah, they'll be like, okay, don't go to college. We're gonna draft you right away. But those years that you would have spent in college, you're going to spend them building up with professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the majors, you're a fucking...
You're a beast.
You're a dog. So
and
you're,
like you are made in the way we need you to be made.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but you learn things that you won't learn at once you go... And that's why... And I think that's why a lot of players struggle and shit like that. Like, if I was Bronny, I would go to Europe for a year or two, play with grown men... Start, get a fucking feel of everything, come back.
Mm-hmm.
You might come back a dog like
Luka. You know who they hated on?
Who?
They hated on Lonzo. Not Lonzo. They hated on LaMelo.
On LaMelo. And guess what LaMelo is? He's one of the greatest basketball players right now.
He's good.
He's really good. But he went young to Europe.
Yep.
That's not Jello.
No.
Jello's the one that has one song and everybody's mad that he made it.
Jello's got some crazy drama. Hey, but anytime I think of Bronny, this is going to get sad.
Yes.
I think of Gigi. Because they were coming, I don't know if they're the same age.
Around
Bronny
the same age.
And yeah. Gigi, Kobe's daughter.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would splice videos together, like how good she is and how good he is. Low-key, they were already like shipping it. They were already like Bronny and Gigi, like as like relationship dream.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it just makes me sad.
He was better.
She was better. She was way better than Bronny. She was going to play at UConn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She was going to be cold.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I saw a picture of Vanessa with the kids, and the little one looks so much like her.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Like him?
No, like her.
Oh,
like Gigi.
Like Gigi. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like Kobe.
No, because we know her through her, like, baby pictures and kind of Kobe and all of that.
Yeah.
The little
that's
one.
That's Capri, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It just it's a trip, bro. Yeah. A lot's happened in sports.
Damn, Kobe didn't have no sons.
No sons. Imagine no, that. But if you would have asked him, she was... she's the one that's going to carry the torch.
Mm-hmm. But he's going to have grandkids.
That story never fails to, like, hurt.
But still,
like a grandson? Like, Kobe Bryant's my grandpa? That human is going to exist one day.
That's like Muhammad Ali's grandson.
Yeah.
That nobody knows about?
No, he's a boxer.
He's a boxer?
Nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, his daughter killed it, too. Layla Ali?
Oh, she killed it.
She was a boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, the heavyweight.
Boxer.
Like
the boxer.
Yeah.
The only person...
Woman boxing?
Other than Layla Ali that's dope is Clarissa Shields.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel if my girl was a boxer.
You'd feel in pain because you do a lot of bad shit. You get your ass whooped a lot.
I don't do no bad shit. But like,
you're probably more dominant, right? I'm assuming no, and even girl boxers, this is a conversation I had. Like, even cabronas want to be princesses.
Like, but if she could whoop my ass,
yeah, but she don't want to whoop your ass unless you get on the line.
But what I'm saying is, like, what just
depends on the weight class.
She listens to Sugar Free.
She only beats you. She only beats you because she loves you.
Yeah, it hurts more than.
Would you be with a boxer, Vic?
I talked to a boxer before.
But was she like a boxer, like amateur? She
amateur, yeah, not like professional. Not
light work, you got her.
But like, I didn't like. It wasn't never anything serious. But it didn't stop me from talking to her. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah,
like, that's kind of cool. You know, like she's just beating bitches up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they disrespect my honor, like, she got my back.
Were you, like, in high school or something?
No, it was, like, some years ago.
Shut up.
Yeah. We never talked, about
that.
Because it was never serious. Like, I just, and she lived in a different state.
For the other ones.
That's crazy.
I only seen her, like, once. I didn't date her like that.
For the other ones weren't serious, and we met, like, five of them.
Yeah, and they were in different states, too.
Hey, they were in different states, too.
Hey, man, I didn't have enough time.
Vic was tired. Crazy. Hey, if Vic had been through, like, 50 relationships after... See, people, this is the definition of don't give up. Even after 7 heartbreaks, Vic found one.
Heartbreaks, he did.
Yeah, nobody really broke my
heart.
There's
like a line full of women broken over you.
I mean, the ratio is like, you know.
Crazy.
1 out of 7?
Yeah, like to.
One got you.
I think 1 or 2, maybe, from what I could remember. But like, it's, yeah, I mean, I did the more like. Peace out, you know, to them. Like, I'll be like, damn, I fucked this up, didn't I? Hard, I'm out of here. That'll be me a lot. Like,
made a real fucking mess here.
Such a fucking mess. It's time for me to jet.
I got my jetpack ready here.
Jet-docito, kid.
That is crazy. This fool Vic is wild, huh?
No, he's not. He's a what do they say when he's domesticized?
Born again domestic. Virgin?
What is it? Domesticated.
I'm domesticated. I'm a domesticated dog.
Yeah, you are.
Damn, I need to get domesticated.
You do you want that in 2026? Do you know?
I'm tired of being a wild. No, this year I told myself that I'm gonna let the universe do its thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not gonna pray for it. I'm not gonna hate on
you're
it.
You're not gonna chase it. But if it comes to you, aquí vas a estar.
If it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
I've been doing good, man.
That's good.
Haven't beat my shit in a minute.
You haven't beat me?
Nope.
That's good.
He said a minute. He also didn't say this.
Mental health all year. It's about to be a month. It's about to be 17 days. On the live show, it's going to be 17 days. So.
But on the day after the live show,
it's been so long. They made it to restart? Hold on. I have questions as a girl.
Yes.
If you didn't do this, how often would you?
If I didn't do what?
Like the not doing it.
You know what I'm saying?
He lives alone. You gotta like. I remember living alone, being single. It's like, just depending on the day.
Me and you again.
You know. You just get caught in a rabbit hole.
Oh shit! You know? Here we go again. but
who's gonna stop me? Who's gonna fucking stop me? You know.
But it's funny because me and my boys are already close, right? And yeah. I was like, man, shout out my little homie Sneaky Food. That fool gave up. He gave up weed, nicotine, beer, like,
wow.
Bro, like, all in one. That fool was and this fool was the type to, like, if I left and he left his vape, he'll make me come back. Oh, or he'll go get his vape from, like just a fiend. And that fool's, and then he's like, what'd you go? And I was like, I haven't really been eating chips, like cheeps. I haven't really been eating chips like that. I haven't drink soda. And I was like, yeah, so I'm trying not to be my shit no more. He's like, me too. And then, but he's in a relationship.
Like, how much would you have to do it to say, I gotta stop doing this?
No.
Like, that's my thing.
Oh,
like,
okay,
if it's healthy,
I get what you mean. So, I only smoke cigarettes when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'll smoke a couple, like, stay up with the homies, drink.
Yeah.
This weekend I drank. I maybe, instead of, like, smoking the amount I would smoke, like, way less than that.
Mm.
And that's only when I'm buzzing it. You know, I don't smoke cigarettes like when I wake up in the morning or
if
it's cold out and we're waiting for our fucking table at a restaurant.
That was good deflection right
but
there.
But what about beating the meat?
But
what about beating your meat?
So you feel me? Like, you feel me?
You
maybe,
gotta fucking stop with that shit.
You feel me? Maybe like 3-4 times a week. Get it off.
So like, okay. Well, I will say.
Like, at what point are you like, I gotta stop this?
You gotta think, he was on the road all last year.
Yeah,
and if then, he didn't take a chick with him, it's like
exactly.
I mean,
and I'm not a cheater.
You're not
contract to popular belief after Jakarta's big rants on the internet lately.
Oh, he said you're a cheater?
He fucking said.
He's like, you didn't see that clip?
No.
Where he's like, I have a question for you, buddy. Why do you cheat on every bitch that you've ever had ever in life when I was there and I saw it all?
Oh, my God.
But it's not true. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It was a good joke.
That might be true, but hey, who can prove it? So, I'm beating my shmeet. You know what I'm saying? Calm will leave the room. Get it off fast. Can I share a room with the homie? We gotta save money out here.
He's like pillow talking to his hand. We can't keep doing this. This has to stop.
Nah, 2026, but you're done, me and you.
But New Year, try new things, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's good, though. I'm proud of you. Because it does take, like, inner strength. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if after you beat the shit, you're tired. You don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
You just want to take a nap.
So, you know, new year, new Dunovskis.
There we go. Beating them weak.
Don't do that.
No, I'm saying, like, yeah, let's get it 2026.
Has there been a moment where you're like, oh, I want to be by myself?
You need to be beat.
Oh, the cats. The cats, stay away from me.
Nah, never that. It's good for the mental health, too.
It is. Boxers supposedly, they don't before fights. They lose their legs, supposedly.
And then, what's it called? Mexican OT once told me that he said that he stopped beating his meat when he heard Andrew Tate say that. What happens when you're jacking off and God walks in the room? And I was like, oh, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
God is watching.
For sure. Damn. That's true. Yes. Shout out to Dix. Moving on.
Figueroa. There's a crackdown on Figueroa.
Oh, great. Yeah. You pay somebody to beat your meat.
Yeah. No, not anymore.
Oh, what?
They're putting surveillance cameras around Figueroa.
That shit ain't stopping shit. It's not, fool.
It's the oldest profession.
The reason it's not going to stop nothing, I'm going to tell you why. Because Figueroa is in the ghetto. And you know what that means? They're going to paint over them a camera. They're going to shoot them cameras down.
Oh,
they're going to cut
the wire.
They're
going to get you.
Like, there's no way. The other day, I was actually driving somewhere, and I see some fool get pulled over. Sick. I was with all my homies. We're on our way to go get some food. And we're driving, and I'm like, why is that fool getting pulled over? And we seen that fool pick the bitch up. The minute he hits the corner, they get that fool. Damn. He looked out. We thought like this, looking in his car like this. He was like,
yeah.
Oh, he just looked like disappointed, fool.
Gotta explain it to the wife.
And then you gotta explain it to, and then especially if they're married, that shit, that's. And that never looks good on the record, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no. I think the bandit from Home Alone, one of the wet bandits, not Joe Pesci, but the other one, he got caught soliciting, like hiring a prostitute.
Oh, gosh.
Like last week.
But are we mad?
No, his name is the wet bandit, of course, but like. It's just awkward, though. Because, like, now your shit's on TMZ. Everybody thinks you're a freaky man. You know?
Yeah. Because it's not just, like, a random person arrested and it's in their record and they got to deal with it in their circle. It's literally, like, public on TMZ and shit like
People
that.
Might not want to hire you for roles no more. Mm-hmm. Like, Disney don't want to touch you type shit, you know?
Because you like touching.
You like paying to touch. It's so weird. Yeah. All right. Well, that's happening on Figueroa.
Damn. Free all the real ones on Fig. Getting their money.
Okay, what else? Cool That's... or culo? A new technique for to-go tacos.
Explain this, Jose, because I don't know what this is.
Oh, no, it's exactly what it
is. Let's see.
That deal was a...
I'm scared.
I want some fucking tacos in there.
Oh, they're just giving you a bunch of carne and tortillas?
Oh, what the fuck? You figured it out? I don't like that. There's no love in that.
Oh.
I don't like this because what if it's me? I'm not going to know how to do this.
That's fucking lazy. But
wait,
it depends.
He's making the taco.
But that's just one. But earlier, did you see how he got just a bunch of carne and then put a bunch of tortillas?
Like, I think the person asked for it.
We said to go. All he said was to go and then started making it.
Oh, so the other ones are for here?
Yeah.
Like, you see, you see, like, it's like, okay, you're going to take your own tacos to go and you're going to make them yourself.
Well, fucking you
It's
kind
of like barbacoa, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how barbacoa, they give it to you.
Trip it yourself.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not mad at this. Sometimes you need to do it when you're with a bunch of your homies.
And then honestly, only you know how you really like it. Like, I wish I could just do one tortilla because I always end up trying to strip it and then they break. But if I could do one tortilla and then just pick, then you have two tacos.
Oh, yeah.
You know why they do that, though? Because of the melting.
Yeah, it's so soft.
But then sometimes these foods don't be knowing I'm on a diet, homie, and I don't need two tortillas. I only need one. Because it's only three tacos, but now I'm eating six tortillas.
Yep.
But then when the carne falls, then what are you going to eat it with if you don't have the other tortilla?
A fork or your hands.
Nah, it doesn't hit the shit.
Nah.
I want tacos now.
Me too. Fuck.
Has your favorite taco spot changed? Because mine has recently.
You know, mine didn't change. I just went to a new one, and it's fucking dog shit.
Okay, don't say the name then.
I'm not going to say the name, but I got there, and off the bat, I knew it was going to be bad. You know how I knew it was going to be bad?
Wow.
When I asked them if they had onions, and they're like, why would we have onions? And I was like, like not pickled, like not pickled, like not like, well, like grilled onions. And I was like, uno. I think I said him, I was like, oh, yeah, una cebollita al lado? And he was like, nah. And then I was like, what the fuck? But
how are you supposed to eat it?
But, you know, actually, I went to a spot down the street, and they were taking forever. You could tell they were new. They didn't have their setup right. But guess what? The tacos were good. Even though they took a little extra 10 minutes to make me four simple tacos. Fool, I love it when the fucking minor's taking the order and you can tell they don't want to be there with their parents.
Yeah.
I was like, these tacos are going to be good.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it for the look.
Helping.
Yeah.
If it's not this, they don't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a whole family operation.
And the girl was mad. The little girl was like, she was like a high schooler. You could tell. Yeah. She was like, and then I was like, can I get this? Boom, 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 boom. And then the dad was like, she was in a bad mood, but the dad was in a super great mood. So I'm like, she's young, probably being rebellious at the moment. You have to come work with us, get your money. Or if you want to.
Yeah, if you like, want a quince.
You want a quince, exactly. That's the vibe it gave me. But the tacos, even though they took a little longer, the red salsa was kind of spicy. It was good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these like this might be my new local spot. Like if I'm around here, and that's somebody goes like, go. Exactly.
It's so in the valley?
It's in the valley. Yeah, it's in the valley.
Wow.
And they pulled up on a good street, like this main street right here where we're at. And it was good.
Jorge took me to Tacos Los Cholos in Anaheim after we had went to Disneyland one time. And the tacos are so fucking good. There's a fucking line, though. There's a hella line.
Yeah.
There's a hella line. Oh, it's so long. But once you get in, bruh. And they have, like Jorge likes, like, Wagyu or, like, all that stuff. I'm like, if the asada is good, then I'm happy. And they have, like, a ceniza. Remember I've talked to you guys about the tacos in Mexico City that it was just, like, a plain. Like a flat. Like
the slab of meat.
Slab. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ceniza.
Ceniza here at this place tasted so bomb. And I was like, this reminds me of Mexico because I miss it so much.
Yeah.
But it's so good. It's Tacos Los Cholos. They have different ones. We went to the HP one, too. It didn't hit, like, the Anaheim one hit. But it's so good.
I went to the one in Fullerton. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a line to, like, just you're standing outside just waiting to get in. And then you're like, this is, like, not normal, but at the same time, like, everybody's doing it, so you're just like, fuck it, these must be bomb.
Yeah.
And I had a really good, what's it called? It was, like, a pizza. A
taco pizza?
Yeah. Taco pizza, yeah. I was just like, fuck it, let me try this.
You gotta go, good. It's not one of those.
I've been.
Okay. I did like about this taco spot that they have two different price ranges if you're paying cash and if you're paying card. And I thought that was hilarious. And
that was so us. Yeah. For they prefer the cash. Yeah. Like, if you pay cash,
it's cheaper. And they give you the different, like in the menu, it's like if you pay cash, it's this much. If you don't, it's that much.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a fan of... You're right, because I hate when I go to a taco spot, and I'm going to be, like, totally honest. Like, if the taco stand, the more basic, the better for me.
Yes.
Because I feel like when they lose touch of just making the tacos.
And they get all experimental.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, even as a Hot Cheeto fan, lover, degenerate Hot Cheeto lover, I hate Hot Cheetos on shit.
Oh, me too.
Like, I don't understand the hype. Like,
as a topping.
I got over that like 10 years ago. We tried it once, like mac and cheese, Hot Cheetos, and I was like, this cool. Never wanted it again.
Mac and Cheetos. I remember, you didn't like birria tacos. Like, or you don't like
the
trend. You don't like it when it gets trendy.
Nobody can make, like, there's no reason why all of you fools are making birria tacos. Like, you fools could have, there's so many other dishes and foods you guys could have done. Or just keep it good. Just, you know, make sure you... Like, to me, like, my uncle, I told my uncle the time. My uncle growing up, taquero, is like, as a side gig. And I always tell my uncle, tío, how come you don't post up and sell tacos? He's like, it's a lot of work. I mean, he has a lot of, you know, that's how they don't live out bien and shit like that. But to me, he's like the best taco man ever. He makes them fucking good, like...
Yeah.
But But he always tells me, like, oh, this is what you got to look into. So I've always been huge on, like, just the simple, the more simple, the better.
Basic, food. Yeah.
Because when you start doing all the extra shit, like, I'm a fan of the potato shit. Love the potato. Yeah. I like that. I like the little potatoes. I also like the stuffed potatoes.
Okay.
I like the aguas and shit like that. Like, I like the...
The
like,
cebolla, the
keep
the
it normal, one. Just add your little touch. But when you, like, respectfully, like, I don't know if I want to eat
taco pizza.
I like, just respectfully, like.
Yeah. I didn't have it. I saw
it.
I was
curious to try it.
Lucky, you know how I know it's bomb? Asians go. Asians know good food. Fucking
yes,
food.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
And there was hella Asians there. And I'm like, yep, this spot is good.
And it's also Orange County. But yes.
Wait, there's a lot.
Asians, yeah. There's a lot of Orange County. But yes, that spot is yes.
A lot of big money.
But, by the way, shout out VS Tacos. I remember going and they told me that they've had both of you each at one time. And then I went and they're like, dude, it's so cool. It was really awesome.
They're expanding a lot right now. Yeah. Shout out to them. They're doing a Hollywood location now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
They have two in Highland Park. Yeah. They're killing it.
Yeah. I'm a fan of simplicity. But there's nothing wrong with experimenting as long as you're not fucking. I mean, I guess, you know what? Maybe it sounds wrong. I mean, I'm not in the. I was going to say I'm not in the food industry, but I am in the
you
food
are,
industry.
You have like a whole food vlog that's
and
popping.
And they do great. And some would say I'm biased sometimes. Maybe I am. But
biased to what?
To just like, if it's a homie, it's good here.
This is delicious.
But we are honest. Like, I like sharing shit. They're just sharing. Like, I can't eat my tacos with an horchata. I need a fucking cold ass Coke. I need a burp. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't think I could ever go wrong with Avenue 26.
Never.
And one of my boys, good. Guess what? He fucking hates them.
He's which like, one is he? Wait, which one do you mean? Do you mean that one that's in the parking lot now?
The one in and
downtown
and Little Tokyo, yes.
And like they give papa.
Yes.
Yes.
To me, I'm like, and one of the homies is like, they're not the same since they're Leslie.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Nah, he's like, bro, he throws a fucking fit every time we have to go there, and I'm like, well, then shut the fuck up and go down the street and get yourself some fucking sushi.
Yeah.
At Little Tokyo, like, shut up.
Lincoln Heights was fire, though.
Because then he's ruining it while we're all eating. He's like, I'm like, fool, shut up.
There's people that will never know that Avenue 26.
That was a dope
The one
time.
That was in the alley.
The alley.
Yeah. Six will never know that.
Six will never know that.
Hey, Six, are you late to the Hispanic Avenue 26 markets?
Bro, I was just in real Mexico, okay? I don't want to hear shit about tacos right now. I don't want to hear shit about tacos.
Real right Mexico.
Okay, so we're talking about Mexican-Americans.
Well, I want to talk about that right now, okay?
But you know what's crazy, Leti? When I was in Mexico City, I didn't even eat tacos. I was eating like shit that you would eat in Mexico City, like the tortas and shit like that. Like I was doing all that.
I found the restaurant that I was telling you guys. It's called Tacos Orinoco or Orinoco. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's so bomb.
In Mexico City?
In Mexico City. And then often things that are popping in Mexico come out here. Like there's a churro spot that's coming out here that was really, I think churros was El Moro.
Okay.
It came out and it's in the OC somewhere. Northgate, I guess, has like a Northgate market that has different vendors.
Mm. Facts.
Like a little food hall.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And then now they're making El Moro out here. Am I right, Jose? And it's a big churro spot in Mexico. I was hoping that taco spot had like an LA version.
Oh, like a branch off.
It would be amazing because I have not had those tacos. Oh, they're so good. I keep thinking about them. And they have the little papa, too. They have little papa.
You know what? Who would have thought that papa goes with tacos, right?
Facts.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you would have never
who
thought about
thought
that.
Carb on carb?
Taco you know? Bell.
That's what I'm saying.
Mexicans. Yeah, just add a tortilla.
Taco Bell did it first.
No, get the fuck out of here. Mexicans. And I'm not even going to lie. I love Taco Bell.
It's good. I do, too.
I could.
He worked there.
I love the Baja Blast in particular. It's really good.
You worked at Taco Bell?
It's in the email.
He worked at Taco Bell. That was one of his jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
Duno worked at Pollo Loco. Vic worked at Taco Bell.
Taco Beezy.
I worked at Forever 21. Where'd you work?
Never a restaurant?
No, I always wanted to. My dad didn't let me. I remember one time I had an interview for Pizza Hut and my dad had to drive me because I was still in high school. And literally in the parking lot, he's like, I'll buy you what you want. Just I don't want you to work.
What?
Yeah, no, like, but, he just like have his little I get girl. You,
yeah. But yeah, but to be honest, like it could be a lot for like when we were young, the older folks were a little we're a little maniacal. yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, I was for sure 16. Like I was young, I just want to buy a phone. And he's I'll buy it for you. You don't need to.
Yeah, like I was young working at Pollo Loco. But honestly, that shit taught me a lot. Working at a fast food restaurant teaches you a lot, fool. Like it teaches you how some people are just mad. Yeah. I'm like, dog, what are you mad about?
And when they're ordering?
Or just or that, like, the, or, workers. Or I've never, no, both. Both, mm-hmm. actually. And I've never seen somebody be so specific about their dish.
Yeah.
Like, I remember somebody wanted a bean and cheese burrito without the bean and the cheese.
Shut the fuck up.
So
short,
what did they
shut
want?
Shut up.
I swear to boo. The homie Andy said that when he worked at Subway, some lady would come in and order every, like, vinegar, salt, pepper, and then just a slab of ham and some other shit, and that's it. And then she would wonder why she starts to pay the footlong. And they're like, because you're paying technically for the bread, and you know.
That's crazy.
Like, it's the specific, like, I've never looked at a piece of carne and been like, I don't want this one, it's burnt. Like, I'll fuck it, I'll eat it. It can't be that bad, right? Fool, people would give me, like, they'll be like, oh, this wing's not big enough.
I think it's because you worked in food service, so I think food service makes you, like, a lot more humble.
And I'm like, the wings, no. Even before that, fool, like, if, let's say I ordered 4 tacos, 2 were the pastor and 2 were the salad, and they were to give me 4 the asada, I'll be like, I'll take them.
Yeah.
People are not like that, fool. Some people are like, hey, I wanted this specific. Like, it was crazy, fool. Yeah. Like, soda, no ice, make sure the soda's all the way to the top. That's what we pay for. Like fool. Like,
yeah, I get you. Like, super demanding and shit like that. Yeah, I would deal with that a lot, too. I had, like, people that were, like, really old and come on fixed incomes. And they would have to, like, order the same thing mm-hmm. every day. That was kind of sad. Like, mm-hmm. it was like, I want 1 taco.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that, you know, breaks what I'm saying?
Like, it would be like,
the would lady
would be like.
Would you ever give them more?
No, they were regular. Like, I don't know. I mean, we would maybe put a little more meat in the thing. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But, like, like, it would just be like 1 taco. And also, like, some people freak out, especially if they eat the same thing every day. If something's off, they'll flip on you real quick. Yeah. Like, they won't be nice. Like, because I don't know if it's just, like, a thing. They're just like, there's cheese in here. And they're just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I told you. And you're just like, whoa. Like, you know, sometimes you're a new person. You don't right. fucking know their order. So, it just, yeah, it does teach you a lot about people.
Yeah, but there was this lady that went every day and got 3 wings, broccoli, and rice. I mean, broccoli and beans. Mm-hmm. And, no, she had money. But she
that's
looked so
what
young.
She like.
And she would eat broccoli, white meat only. She would only eat white meat. Like,
she's on her meal prep.
But she was healthy. She looked. She yeah. was 70. No cap. She looked like she was 40.
Damn.
Swear jeez. To God. Black don't crack for real. Light skin, beautiful.
Somehow I just knew.
Oh, you worked at the one in Leimert Park, too?
Leimert Park, right?
Oh, that made it worse, homie. Let me tell you, fool. The one on Leimert Park made it worse, fool. Because the homies across the street, some of them were super cool, but some of them were on some bullshit.
Going
like,
through something. Yeah.
Some of them were like over there just tripping, trying to get down with our security guard. We're like, dog. And then I'm like.
The fact your Pollo Loco had a security guard.
Right. I know, I never heard of that before.
And then I'm like the cool guy, so we have leftover carne. Hey, fool, take it.
Yeah.
I would give them free food and they'll be like, oh, I don't like that.
That's LA homeless.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that was the first place I got called a wetback.
Oh.
Where was the second?
That was the only place I ever been called the wetback.
You said it, first, like, there was more than one.
And it was by a black guy, 6. And I thought black people couldn't be racist.
Would you like
to?
Would you like to apologize?
Would you like to apologize on his behalf?
I give you a half, like T-Row. Did you get your other half?
My okay. bad.
Well, you know what?
But
you know
did
what?
You deserve it?
Well, you know what, 6? He was from the other side. We know where we from.
Oh, yeah.
He was from the other side. We from over here.
His bad,
homie.
I don't know. I removed myself from the combo.
Me and Leslie were not a part of
it. Yeah, we're not a part of it.
Oh, you're a part of it more than me. I see your jacket recently.
Moving on.
Hey, is it weird for Terrell to be wearing a TMC marathon jacket?
No, I think he likes it because he said he met
He met
Nip. Q, and he said that
there was multiple interactions with him.
Yeah, he said
okay,
it was
good.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you guys are being weird about it right now.
No, we're just joking. I was making a joke.
His interactions with Nip where they were, like, always good.
Yeah. I think Smack said when he met Nip, it was like, it was a, well, because, you know, they were Q, so, you know, they're getting money and shit like that.
Even before Q, T-Row ran into Nip.
Oh, yeah, with Tyga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess with them, they understood, like, hey.
Money.
For the street stuff, we can't be connected, but it's also respect.
For sure,
you know?
For sure.
Because Q talks about when his album dropped and Nip went to Power to go say what's up to him and, like, congratulations. And understanding, like, we can't. Like, we really can't do this for where
public?
We belong.
Yeah.
But it's respect. Like,
well,
we
you
don't
know,
see anything wrong
well, I think that's,
about you personally.
And I think a lot of people, when people think about LA culture, they think about all the bad shit. Mm-hmm. But when you think about all the good shit, like even like Nip and Game and you know, because obviously you go through a situation to where like I think even when like when AD did the song on Game's album where it was all the Bloods and he was the only crib, like
my flag.
I remember he said he was like, he's like, bro, like why can't they make sure that that they took care, like, you know, Game and shit, they made sure they took care of us and made us feel comfortable. But obviously, you know, you go through a situation to where it's like, this is bigger than that right now. Yes. And then after, you just want to do whatever you want to do, then you just do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think as a homie too, like as a homie of somebody that's going out there to represent you guys in a good way, you want to act, you want to act, you want to have good character, you know? Like, like I would hope if like, let's say me and somebody didn't get along, but you know, and it wasn't serious, but there was money involved and there was something bigger than us involved. Then I'll be like, hey, food, today, let's just walk in there, say hi to everybody like you would.
Yeah.
Respectfully. And then, you know, I think that's what makes it beautiful. But we touch her all the time. He's like, nah, I met him. He said he was cool as fuck. Like, he said that, man, like in their interaction was dope.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, that's dope.
I know you're like that, Duno, because I saw you with Leo Gonzo doing a skit and I was like, what the fuck?
Stupid.
I was like, I thought this would never happen. Brown Bag live show. Make sure you get your tickets. If you haven't got them already, you have like literally no time. What the fuck are you waiting for? Go. AXS.com. Look for Brown Bag Podcast. Phoenix Flexin, our guy Sugar Free, and so much more. Plus us making sure that you have a great time.
Special guest.
How many days away is it? It's Wednesday.
Two more days.
Friday.
No. Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Three more days.
Please Wednesday. Be ready. Please be ready. I will say this again. You guys, are your outfits ready?
Yeah.
Promise. Almost.
Almost. Very close.
I'm waiting for something to come in.
Shout out my boy, Campbell.
Are you guys dressing up?
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Wait. Shout out your boy Campbell what?
Contra. He's gonna give me a jacket.
Oh, I don't have that.
Mm. As the girl of the crew, I really don't have to worry the way they worry. It's like, hey, what do you got? What do you got?
Yeah, I have. Actually, I don't have nothing.
Hit a bow.
It's only a couple days.
And I mean, Mario.
Still got some time. Yeah. Mario just texted me.
What, I need a jacket?
Something.
Look fly, bro. Look like you would if it was New Year's. Just think about it. Fucking Sugar Free is going to be judging you.
True.
That's how you pick your outfit.
If that's the case, don't share.
Sugar Free is going to be judging me.
I got the right motherfucking...
The right get down?
The right jacket. I killed the bear off, homie.
You are the bear.
Exactly. I'm just putting with the jacket on.
Come on. Round that podcast. Get your tickets.
Yes.
AXS.com.